I can't do nothing, but I always got up early and I still do get up pretty early.
Right. Say if somebody else is still sleeping and you don't want him to, you might tell somebody, well, so-and-so's still sleeping, you better go.
Go wake him up so you can get him out. Time to stay around.
You ever know anybody who's just real hard to wake up?
Yeah. Yeah, hard sleep. Sure do sleep sound.
So somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's just about
stone deaf.
Or if a person's been out in the hot sun all day, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I...
sweaty.
What do you call these places that people get on their arms sometimes? They've got, it's a big lump with a core in it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, hurt too.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Well, a boil, rising, or...
What about a carbuncle? What's
yeah, they call some of them carbuncles, but now there's a little difference in the carbuncle and just a common rising.
What's that?
A carbuncle is always, it won't have to be larger than just a small boil or rising.
That's it. More painful?
Yeah, well, it might not hurt much more. It's a bigger place, so. Now, that's the way I understand it. I may be wrong.
What do you call that white stuff in a boil that you have to mash out?
Core. Cool pus.
What about that stuff inside a blister? What's that? What have you heard it called?
Well, you can just call it, mash that water out of it. Stick a pin in it and let that water run out.
Say if I got stung in the hand by a bee and my hand gets larger, you see my hand?
My hand's sore.
If I get stung in the other hand, that hand might
swell up too.
If I was talking about, say it happened yesterday, I might tell somebody, well, yesterday I got stung in my hand.
My hand is still sore this morning.
What about if a person got accidentally shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound. Now, I notice these lawyers in court has got to where they call that a wound.
A wound?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I used to be on the jury for the regiment and on some murder cases. But going up, happen to be around court or something now, just listening to trial or something, it's a wound now with them.
Sounds kind of funny, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I do.
You ever heard of anything called proud flesh?
Yeah. Yeah, it gets proud flesh in it. It turns red and it gets more hard to heal up. Place gets proud flesh.
Kind of bad stuff to have in,
huh? Yeah.
What about something you might put on a cut on your hand to prevent infection? What would be good for that?
Well, when we worked in the woods, we just get some of that fresh turpentine off a stump or something or other and put on there. We wouldn't have nothing else out there, you know.
Right.
Of course, if it was real bad, you had to go to the doctor and have it sewed up. But didn't we just ordinary cut or something out in the woods, we just get some turpentine over there.
Worked pretty well?
Yeah, it's good.
Do people still use iodine nowadays?
Yeah, they got iodine that they put on. Mercurial chrome. The difference in mercurial chrome and iodine, iodine's a little blacker and it's stronger. Mercurial chrome don't burn as bad. It's more of a light, lighter.
Right.
I think, I don't know.